and true. But Pastor, did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. We greet you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we've called this program for a lot of years, Raising the Standard. And that's what our purpose is, to have people's hearts and eyes opened up to see the things in the scriptures that maybe we have seen, maybe we haven't. And so we hope you hear something today that'll stir you up and bring you to a closer walk with the Lord. So we're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1, and we might open up and mention that we've moved our church location now. We're using the Stewart Alliance Church here on Osceola Boulevard on Saturday on the Shabbat between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. So you can avail yourselves if you'd like to come and sit in on a Shabbat meeting. Some people never have, some people have. But we do that every Saturday and for the glory of God. So we're honored to be here again on another Saturday, and we got some things to share with you. Here we are. We've gone through Rosh Hashanah, and we're still here. We're still on the scene. So we're about halfway through the days of all.
Thank you, Lord.
We're about halfway through the days of all now. So we're going to talk about some things today that will maybe encourage you as well. But see, the Jewish people right now in Israel, they are really examining themselves because they know this is a very important time. And they know. But see, they can't know how to change their heart or anything unless they have the Messiah, Yeshua, in their lives. And so I see them at the wall bobbing and praying and putting the things in the wall, you know, the prayers, and nothing's going to avail until they come to the Messiah. So we're honored to be here with you. And Donna, you got something else to say?
They need Yeshua.
They need Yeshua
to ask Yeshua into their heart. Because, you know, the word Yeshua means salvation.
That's what it means.
Amen. Well, I just kind of want to back up a few steps and give our phone number.
Okay.
And I also want to mention, I want you to give the address of where we're at. We're right next to the hospital on Osceola. And the address over there is
445.
And that's a little white church. It's been there for many years.
Yeah.
And you can't miss it. Little white church right on the corner. So we're there every Saturday at 2 p.m. And if you'd like to give us a phone call, our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah.
And so we just want to say Happy New Year. Now we have, this is the year 5779.
Wow.
So another year to preach the gospel, share the gospel, stand firm for the Lord, and stay strong. We got to be strong because we're warriors. We got to fight fight a good battle. This morning I was thinking about the arm of the Lord. You know, the yod is the arm, the hand of the Lord, and he's always there to hold us up. And it says that we're in the palms of his hands. But I think about the word arm, in his arms, but we're also an army in his arms. Mm-hmm. I thought about those two words.
Yeah.
Arms, and same A-R-M, and then just add the Y, army. So in his arms, we become his army. So we're his working, I'd say a working tool. And I think about when they were rebuilding the wall back in, was that Hezekiah's day?
Nehemiah. And Ezra's day.
Ezra's day. That they had to fight. They had to be an army. They had to stay unified and be in unity.
Remember, they had a weapon in one hand and they had a working tool in the other hand.
Because there was the enemy was always there. All wanted to come in and break through the wall. Well, that's what the enemy is trying to do in our lives as well. So we need to be in the arms of the Lord, and be, when we're in his arms, then we're his army. So I thought, wow, that's neat. I never had seen the connection there before like that. And praise the Lord for that. So we've got another year. We have another year. We really believe that Yeshua will return and catch us away on one Rosh Hashanah. But it didn't happen this year, did it?
Nope.
But it doesn't mean that we aren't close, because we are close. We're very close. And the things that are going on in our country and in Israel, we can see that the timeline is coming, drawing near the end. We're coming to near the end.
The next Shemitah is very important.
So are you going to talk a little bit about the Shemitah?
No, but it's important. It'll be in 82, 83, it overlaps on our calendar. But
that's not too many years away.
That's not far away, yeah. And this is an important one coming up.
Pray we make it till then.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
Well, pray for us, because we are been battling ourselves. We've been battling things with our health. You know, Pastor Gene had a major heart attack and in the hospital for
4 months.
Hospital and rehab for a total of 4 months. I've been battling a situation that I've been taking treatments for, and we both need strength, and we need the strength to run this race, and physical strength, spiritual strength. You know, all the things that the Bible says that we need to be able to run this race. So, and this radio broadcast, if you're enjoying it, if you like it, if you'd like for it to remain on the air, we really need some finances to pay
carry
for this
on,
radio
you know.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not free, you know, it'd be nice, but it's not free. So anyways, you can, if you'd like to send a check, or you'd like to send some finances to help out, you can send it to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413. Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Or call area code 772-285-7007.
We've been talking about the book I wrote, God's Prophetic Calendar, and Pictures of the Messiah Revealed Through God's Appointed Times. That book's available if you want it for a gift of $25. And maybe $4 for shipping and handling. So whatever you want. So give us a call. Let us know. We'll be glad to get it out. We're also honored to have one of our wonderful elders in our church, Margie Sweeney's here with us today. And I know she's got some things to share as well a little bit here as we get near the end. But I wanted to go a little different way here today. I was thinking about this, you know. We're through the trumpets this year. We're looking forward to the Day of Atonement now. And I was thinking about some things. You know, as much as the gospel in America is saturated in this land, did you know there's parts of our country that don't believe in the resurrection? Did you know that? They think it's a myth. And even in Yeshua's day, you know, they claim that somebody came and stole his body. Well, I'll tell you, that was unheard of in that day, because they weren't, you know, the Jews weren't supposed to touch what? A dead body, anything dead, they were not supposed to touch it at all. And so there was a lie trumped up with the Romans and all that. And it was spoken for so long, you know, a lie sometimes can eventually become a truth. And that's what happened. And so they said that he was, somebody came and took him away. Well, that was impossible. They didn't take him away. And I'm going to read some things out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 with you. And I was reminded this morning early, I got a DVD by Jonathan Cahn. If you never heard of him, he's a Jewish rabbi up in New Jersey. And he had a DVD out, and we watched it at church several years ago. It's called The Sanhedrin Secret, and it was really good. And so I got it out and listened to it again today on my little DVD player just to find out. And the interesting thing is they found in the Jewish Talmud, listen to me, they found this in the Jewish Talmud. There was an secure, or not, what would I call it, in a rare place, unknown, they found a section of the Talmud that had some unusual scriptures in it about the resurrection. And so this is what he ad libbed on about, talking about this. And they learned about this long hidden tablet. And guess where it was hid? It was in the city of Nazareth. Who grew up there? Who was it? It was Yeshua. That's where he grew up.
Yes. Okay?
And so they found this tablet and the mystery passages in the Talmud's book called the Book of the Sanhedrin, that section of it. An amazing passage in which the rabbis bear witness to the resurrection of the Messiah. They even mention it in this, and he quotes it directly in this DVD. A lot of the rabbis, they knew it was true, but they tried to lie and cover it up because they didn't want to accept that because he was the Messiah. But he is the Messiah, isn't he? So let's take a look about this thing. You know, we told you last week and the week before that Paul wrote 1 Corinthians 15, 58 verses, and all he was talking about was what? The defense of the resurrection out from among the dead. Now notice I said out from among the dead, because when the resurrection comes, a lot of believers are going to come out, but a lot of unbelievers are going to stay in those graves for a long time yet. So we're talking about coming out of the graves. The righteous will come out. And those who are alive and remain will be caught off the earth, won't we? We want to be in that group, don't we? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We were hoping to be this year, but it wasn't. So let's just do this for a little bit. Here we got time. Chapter 15. I'm going to read a few verses here with you. Don't you like to be? You know, I had somebody told Don and I one time, we like your program because you read scriptures. You just don't take something and rattle on down the road, but you read the scriptures, and it bears witness with our spirit, doesn't it? So verse 1 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein what? You stand." Stand in what? Your salvation. "By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." What date was that? He rose Nisan 17 when he came out of the grave. Now, verse 5, "And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above more than 500 people, brethren, at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep, or they've died. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Remember what he did? He was dragging them over to the Sanhedrin, sending them out, and they were persecuting the church and bringing them to the trial and all that. Verse 10, "But by the grace of God, I'm what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain." You hear that? Our grace we receive is not in vain either.
No.
"But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Hallelujah. "Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." Now listen to this. "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?" Hear that? And a lot of people say that. "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ what? Not risen." Hear that? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ what? Not risen. "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain, and your faith is also in vain." We're wasting our time, aren't we?
Yes.
"Yea, and we are found false witnesses," or liars, in other words, "of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised." Because he had to come out first. Verse 17, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet still in your sins." Boy, that's a sad thought, huh?
Yes.
"Then they also which are fallen asleep or have died in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." If we just had hope that he came to the earth, lived to the earth, He lived on the earth and all that time and died, it'd be fine. But he died like everybody else, didn't he? But God planned the death. But the thing is, he was the only one that was raised from the dead and put in a supernatural body.
Yes.
So because he had that happen, we're going to have that happen. Amen? But now, verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become what? The first fruits of them that slept, the first fruit of them that died. For since by man came death, who was that? Adam. By man came also, what? The resurrection of the dead, Yeshua HaMashiach. For as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. I'm going to read that again. For as in Adam, all die. We die physically, don't we? Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Verse 23, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are at Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. Hallelujah. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is what? Is death. Don't you love that? Is death. I like it. It's been destroyed. Now I'm going to go on down for time's sake here. Where do I want to go? Let's go down to verse 29. He says, else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? See, they had a habit back in those days. They'd have somebody be baptized for somebody that already died. You can't do that. But parts of even the church around the world believe you can do that. When somebody dies, well, then you can have somebody stand in for them and get them water baptized. That can't do anything at all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die, listen to this, I die what? Daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. You know, they took thousands of Christians into the Roman arenas, and it was entertainment, and released animals to come in, and the people had to fight the animals, and they killed all those Christians. Anybody ever see the movie called The Gladiator?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with him. It's not a true story, but it could have happened. Verse 33 now. Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt what? Good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? You ever have people tell you that? Well, if I'm resurrected, what am I going to be like? You know, what am I going to be? Thou fool, he says, that which thou sowest is not quickened except what it die. Remember what Jesus said? I think it's in John 12. Until a seed dies and you put it in the ground, nothing's going to happen. And that which thou sowest not, that body shall be but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth in a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. They're all flesh, but they're different, aren't they?
Yes.
There are also celestial bodies, and also what? Terrestrial, heavenly and earthly. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So, this is key. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. Basically, our bodies are all corrupt, aren't they? They're
yes.
Slowly decaying away. But we're going to be raised, what? Incorruptible soon. Verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a what? A spiritual body. I love it. Don't you like that?
Yes.
There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, Paul said, The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. When, remember when God made him out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils and says he became a living soul? Well, that breath he got, that was a spirit that God gave him. The last Adam was what? Made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. So the natural man comes first, and then the spiritual afterwards, huh? Tells you that. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Hallelujah. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. So you and I right now, and listen on the radio, where are we at? We're in the earthly realm, aren't we? Verse 49, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear what? The image of the heavenly. And we talked about the resurrection here last week. I'm going to finish this. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This is on the day of trumpets, so on a year in the future. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hear that? O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy grave? There's no sting in it.
No.
Don't want to die, but we know where we're going. Now, 56 is key. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is what? The law or the Torah. So if we don't obey the Torah, don't receive what God's given us, taught us, well, then what? We're going to be walking in sin, and that can bring death, can't it?
Yes.
Separation from God. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So here's 58 verses in chapter 15 where Paul defended the resurrection out from among the dead. And we're part of that. Now, I was just thinking about what Peter said. Let's go over to, I think it's in 1 Peter, see if I'm right. It's either 1 or 2 Peter. I haven't been there for a while. I just letting the Holy Ghost lead me here. We'll go over here to Peter. Hallelujah. Don't you get excited about this? Huh? I think it is in 2 Peter. So I'm turning my pages of my Bible here. Don't you love the Word of God?
Yes.
I love it. It just makes you melt inside, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 1 says this in verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I love it. Now, I'm still in chapter 1 of 2 Peter. I'm going to start in verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, Peter's telling these people, these saints, give diligence to make your calling and election what? Sure, guaranteed, down payment. What's the down payment? That you've got Yeshua in your heart. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a key verse, this next one. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. You hear that? This is present truth all down through history. Yeshua died, rose from the grave, and he's coming back. He shed his blood to have our sins removed. Verse 13, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle. What's he talking about? His physical body. Even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. He says, I'm going to continue to remind you. We should remind ourselves every day who we are And that one day we're going to be leaving this earth and we're going to live in eternity with the Lord. Verse 16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. It's not something made up. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Wasn't Paul there? I mean, not Paul. Wasn't Peter there on the Mount of Transfiguration when that all happened? Sure, he was. You can go read that over there in Matthew. He was there. He saw this. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Mm-hmm. Remember reading that earlier?
Yes.
And this voice which came from heaven, we heard. We were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word. This word here in the Greek happens to be the word logos. We have a more sure logos, this written word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. That's Yeshua. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So Peter was an eyewitness, wasn't he? Let's go over to the book of Matthew. I think we're going to be in chapter 16. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about some people saying that there's not going to be a catching away.
That's right.
And why are we teaching this now, right after the catching away would have happened if it would have been this year? Well, because we're supposed to continue to share.
And remind people.
And remind people and share the gospel and share salvation with, mm-hmm. with people. You know, we maybe somebody is disappointed because it didn't happen this past Rosh Hashanah.
That's right.
But, you know, it's going to happen soon, someday soon, and there's still a lot of people that need to be saved.
That's right.
So we need to think about those people that, you know, not be selfish, so selfish about, we all want to be with the Lord, but there are a lot of people that have not been saved, a lot of family members, maybe your family, maybe you have family members that have not been saved. So we still have time. We have another year to preach the gospel of good news. And I know you're going to share there, but I just want to read a little bit of what it says in chapter 2 of where you were at, because you were talking about false teachers.
That's right.
And people saying that, you know, there's not going to be a resurrection. There's not going to be a resurrection out from amongst the dead. Well, the Bible says differently. And just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen, because all these prophetic words, prophecies, many have come to pass, just like we teach about the feasts of the Lord. You know, those first four feasts, every one of them has been fulfilled.
That's right.
In Jesus' time. But it says here in chapter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you.
That's it.
So that's going to continue, and it's continuing now. Mm-hmm. There are false teachers and false prophets.
But even today.
Even today. So the truth, we need to know the truth, because the truth will make us free. And so, but the Bible doesn't change. God's word doesn't change. So we need to believe right. in what he says. Okay.
That's right. And so I'm going to take you to Matthew 16, and I'm going to read a few verses, and I'm going to take you in the beginning of 17, what we just read, what Peter testified. Verse 24 in Matthew 16 says this, then said Jesus, or Yeshua, unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. That life is the suitcase kind of life. You know, your thought patterns and what you believe and all that. We have to lose that, don't we? And live the way Christ tells us to live in the Holy Bible. Verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Then he says, verily I say unto you, the last verse of this chapter, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Well, none of those men could have lived long enough to see the kingdom of God. So he's showing them something spiritually here. We go into chapter 17 now. And after 6 days, I was thinking about after 6,000 years from the time that Adam was on the earth. We've talked about this a lot. Jesus taketh who? Peter. We just talked about Peter in 2 Peter. James and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, or Elijah, talking with him. Then here's Peter, the light answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, he thought he was in the kingdom, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. So he thought he was what? In the kingdom of God. Well, the verse up at the end of chapter 16 said there'll be some of them that will not see death until they see the kingdom. Well, this is a prophetic picture of it here. Verse 5, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. We just read that in 2 Peter, didn't we?
Yes.
And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Here's your resurrection, huh? And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias or Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. Jesus said, but I say unto you that Elijah, is come already. Who was that? John the Baptist. And they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer them. Then the disciples understood that he spake of them, who? Of John the Baptist. So here's exactly what Peter talked about in his letter. We see it was done right here with our Lord and Savior in Matthew 16 and 17. Pretty incredible, huh? Now, one thing I might mention here is we talked about this transfiguration. He saw Moses and Elijah. Now, the Lord gave me this a long time ago. Now, I can't cast it in concrete, but it's a prophetic thing. Remember, Moses went by the way of the grave, didn't he? He'll be resurrected then. Mm-hmm. Elijah was caught off the earth. It's a picture of what? Saints in the future, they will die, and it's in Yeshua, will be raised from the dead, and there'll be some caught off the earth. Amen? And then we know that when Peter saw and thought about tabernacles is what? A pattern, a picture of the kingdom of God. We'll be talking about that in a couple of weeks, okay? So we have all these wonderful things about the resurrection. But we still have people in the world today that deny that. And the interesting thing is, even the writings that the rabbis have hidden away in Nazareth have scriptures that relate to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, we mentioned a moment ago there in 1 Corinthians 15 that more than 500 people saw Yeshua at one time after he rose from the grave. Well, Josephus' writings has a comment in there that over 500 people saw him alive again after he rose from the dead. So we got a lot of proof, don't we? Mm-hmm. So it's just so wonderful to think about what we have. So I thought that would be interesting to talk about. Paul spent that whole chapter to defend and embrace the resurrection out from among the dead. And the interesting thing is people didn't, well, they say, well, what am I going to be like? Well, he tried to explain it to the best of his body. Everything on the earth has some kind of glory and element to it. The stars, the sun, the moon, he described all that and related it with us as well. My wife's sitting across the desk here from me, and Margie's on my right. They got a glory that God gave them and their reflections out into the world. It's a different glory than mine or anyone else. He's given them this glory. But all of us that know Yeshua, we should be shining like a light out there, shouldn't we? Because we have the Messiah in our life, and we know where we're going. Don't we know where we're going? We just don't know about him. We know him. That's the trouble. So many people claim they know Jesus, but do they really know him? Amen? So I just want to share that with you a little bit and to defend this, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Jesus promised he was going to go away, and he was coming back again for his people. And so we're looking up, aren't we? We close this program every week. Look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. All right, Pastor Don, you got something you want to add to that? Then we'll let Miss Margie share.
Well, I think maybe you should ask people to come and to invite people to come to know the Lord, to know Jesus, to receive Yeshua, because this is a good time to do it, right at the beginning of the year.
That's it.
5779. And this way, you know, they can start right out. Yeah, right. That's right. And trumpets. Go ahead, Pastor. Yeah.
So we're just going to ask you, if you've never asked Yeshua to be a part of your life, this is a good time. And I'm going to go over to, I'll read a scripture. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 10 as I talk about this for a couple minutes. This is so important that you understand what God's given us. It's a gift. It's a free gift of God. And you know, we don't deserve it. We don't have to do anything special to have it happen. We just have to have a broken heart and realize that we're nothing and that we need a Savior. If you told one lie during your life, you need a Savior, and no one can be your Savior except Yeshua. He's the only one. He came, he died, shed his blood for you that your sins could be forgiven. So I'm taking you here to Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Verse 8, but what? He's talking about the first covenant. But what saith it in the first covenant? This is over in Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's the same in the New Testament. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So you have to come by faith, first of all. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God, here we go, hath raised him from the dead. It's what we've been talking about. Thou shalt what? Be saved. Now look at verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Well, it says, for with the heart. What kind of heart? It means heart, faith. Man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's all you have to do. Lord, I believe that you died and rose from the grave and shed your blood for me. And so I'm going to receive that today. I'm asking you to come into my life. I can remember when I did it on the side of the road one time years ago, 35 years ago, in fact. And my whole life changed in a moment of time just to yield to that. And Don and I's life changed in a moment of time, and we've never been the same since. So, but it has to be heart faith. It just can't, you can't just give God lip service. You see a lot of Christians say, well, I know the Lord. Well, you know, I'm a fruit inspector. Take a look and see how they live, you know. Well, is it all lip service, or do they really love the Lord, you know? And so this is what you got to remember. So all you have to do is ask. You know, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Ask him to come today. He'll change your life. You'll never be the same again. You'll be in a new place that you never thought you could be. And you'll fall in love with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, okay? So if you do that today, give us a call at area code 772-285-7007. Let us know what God's done for you today. It's all you have to do. Amen?
Amen. I want to read a few more of those scriptures that are right there in Romans chapter 10. It says, you read, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, mm-hmm. and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And the word salvation is Yeshua.
Yeshua's name, yeah.
Or Jesus. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, on who? On Yeshua, shall not be ashamed.
Hallelujah.
For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. They can both come to the Lord. Amen.
No matter what color you are, your That's ethnic right. background doesn't matter.
No matter where you're from, what country you're from.
He loves everyone.
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Shashamon.
So salvation is rich. It means that you have the kingdom of heaven.
You have everything.
You know, everything, the streets of gold in the kingdom of heaven. But we're rich because we have him. You may be poor here on the earth. You may not have a lot. But if you're born again, we are all equally rich. No, right. None are richer than others. We're all rich in the Lord. Praise God. That's awesome, isn't it?
Sure is.
For whosoever. See, it doesn't say some or certain people. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
We're whosoever, aren't we, huh?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not
heard
believed?
And heard,
because
yeah.
we know there has to be, somebody has to share the
That's
gospel.
Right.
So we have this year, starting today, mm-hmm. you can start sharing the gospel, amen? Maybe you've been doing it, but maybe you want to do it more, amen? where am I at now? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? It doesn't mean the pastor or the apostle or the prophet.
That's right. No, anybody it means declaring
whoever it. Declares the word of the Lord.
Word of the Lord,
it could be a child.
That's right.
Be a preacher. I've seen a lot of these little children on my Facebook preaching the gospel. Amen. Could be in song. Could be in word indeed. Verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful, I love this. This is the song we sing sometimes. Mm-hmm. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Good news, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? There's some that don't believe.
That's right.
But we have to go on because, you know, we're not everyone is going to perhaps going to get saved that you share with. But you still have to go on. You don't get discouraged.
That's right.
So then faith cometh by hearing
and hearing the word of God.
By the word of God.
That's it.
Amen.
Glory be to God, huh?
But I say they have not all heard.
That's right.
So they need you, right? They need me.
And you on the radio, they need you.
Yes, they need you that are listening. Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? They knew, didn't they? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that know, by them that are no people. They would say that we're no people, wouldn't they? And by a foolish nation, I will anger you. But Elias is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched out my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. So God has always been for Israel. Came to Israel first, right? But they wouldn't listen. And so now the Gentiles will provoke them to jealousy. And of course, many Jewish people are being saved now. And even chapter 11, it says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? No, God, it says, God forbid. He hasn't cast away Israel. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin. So God is returning. He's calling his people back to him. And many, 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 many congregations, many Messianic congregations in Israel and in Jerusalem was told that there's over 100 there, you know, that preach the gospel, that believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. So God is calling them back now. So we need to continue to just speak the gospel wherever we're at or, you know, just be obedient to what God has called us to do. Well, praise the Lord. Miss Margie's going to share a little something that the Lord has shared with her. And so, Margie Sweeney, welcome.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for the word spoken thus far this afternoon, Lord.
I have to get her right here through all of these. We're on Facebook, so if you guys want to see this, hear this again on Facebook, it looks like she's coming through a lot of pipes because we happen to be at WCNO radio station right now recording this, and I'm going to kind of move this around so people can see her a little bit better. So we're recording this at WCNO radio. We're blessed to be here on WCNO.
Amen.
And we're here every Saturday at 12 noon to 1 p.m. So, you know, you can also listen to us on the internet, or you can go back and listen to the podcast again. There's Pastor Gene coming back into the room. And so, Miss Margie, go ahead and share.
Well, we've been listening to Pastor Gene as he's been talking about the pictures of the Messiah book, The Feasts of the Lord, and this season of Teshuvah and Rosh Hashanah, mm-hmm. a time of preparation for the coming of the Lord. And we're still here, as they said today. We're
That's
still
right.
here. But you know, Yeshua, he wants to have us prepared.
That's right.
for today.
All the time, doesn't he?
All the time we're to examine ourselves and be prepared. We don't want to be caught like those the 10 virgins, and five of them went in and five of them were left out.
You're right.
Yeshua desires that everyone will come to him.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So I would like to talk about salvation.
Okay.
Also today. And if you want to get paper and pencil, and as I read these scriptures of repentance and salvation, you can read those after the program and just meditate on those. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. It's also a time to restore relationship with God and one another.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's good, Margie.
All mankind.
That's really good.
Anybody that you've had a problem with, this is the time to repent and turn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In lesson 11, the Feast of Trumpets was spoken of, Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah was Monday and today?
That's right.
The celebration?
Sunday and Monday.
Thank you, Lord. Well, how do we know our Heavenly Father? How well do we know him? Are we ready? Are we prepared? Our Heavenly Father is ready to respond to our heart's cry.
Yes.
For Jesus desires all to come and live in his kingdom. So I have some scriptures, if I have time to read them. Pastor Jean, Pastor Donna. Mm-hmm. In 2 Peter.
That's just where we were at, right?
A little bit ago,
hallelujah.
Yes. The Holy Ghost is...
he puts it all together, doesn't he?
He puts the whole program together.
Yeah, he does.
Thank you, Father. 2 Peter 3. And verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 Peter 2 and verse 9. I'm sorry. Verse 9. I'm in 1 Peter.
You're like me. I do that all the time.
I'm going to 2 Peter.
Yeah.
Verse 3.
Chapter 3, verse 9.
There we go.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord is not slack
concerning
his promise.
That's right.
As some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us.
Thank you, Lord.
Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And John 3, if we could go to John 3, and everybody knows this one.
3:16, right?
John 3, 16.
There you go.
Praise the Lord.
We got that one memorized, don't we?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, as Pastor Gene has said, we are whosoever.
Whosoever's.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in Romans 10, and Pastor Gene and Pastor Donna have just read that. So this lets me know that we're all in one accord. is it okay if I read that again?
Sure.
Because it is so good.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes, and sometimes we need to have things repeated.
We sure do.
And I know I surely did. You don't get everything at one time. Thank you, Lord. So in Romans 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Hallelujah.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not a thought, not just in passing, not just to abase is right. The word to our heart. And God sees our heart. So we can't fool him in any way, shape,
sure
or form. So with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And the
other... We have
other,
to confess that we're sinners, don't we?
Yes, that's right, Pastor Gene. In Acts 4. Praise the Lord. We thank you for your word, Father. Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other
name.
Pastor Gene was just talking about this. For there is none other name under heaven
given among men
whereby we must be saved.
That's it.
Thank you, Father. These scriptures tell us there is no other way to enter his kingdom. Jesus, Yeshua, is the only one that saves us from our sins. God's only begotten Son who died on the cross for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
If we can go back to Romans 5. These are scriptures that back up when a person talks about salvation, someone wants to talk about the gospel. These are the scriptures. We can back it up with his word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Romans 5, 8. If you'd like to write those down. Romans 5, 8. But God commandeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Thank you, Lord.
We were born sinners.
That's right.
And John 14, these are all salvation scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
John 14 and 6.
I am the way, huh?
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
there's no other way.
You have another one?
I do, Pastor Donna. Revelations 3. And 20.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Behold, I stand at the door. I knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. It doesn't matter what we have done. It doesn't matter how old we are. Even if you have come to the Lord and you've kind of veered off the path that he had planned for you, mm-hmm. come back. He's right there ready to receive you again. Thank you, Father.
Well, it reminds me that there's a victor's crown to receive. I'm just going to finish reading the rest of that chapter out.
Okay.
It says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So we're going to be sitting with the Father and and Yeshua, the Son. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Church.
And so we just praise God for this time that we're here on WCNO, and we just pray that you have received from the Lord what he would have you to receive, that you've asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, that you are get excited about this coming year, and just do what God has called you to do. Be who God has called you to be. And if you would like to call, you can call us and talk to us, or you can call here at the radio station and talk to Pastor Tom. People will lead you to the Lord. They'll share things with you. If you have prayer requests, you can give us a call. You can give WCNO a call. Our phone number is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And we meet today for our Sabbath service at 2 p.m., 2 to 4 p.m., at the Alliance Church on Osceola Boulevard, 445 Osceola Boulevard, right next to the hospital. And you can't miss the church. It's a little white church on the corner. So we're blessed to be here. And what do we say, Pastor Gene?
We tell you every week when we close this program.
Look
because,
up.
Hey, we got another year to look forward to. We tell you, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. We're honored to be here with you. Hope you got something out of this. I know you did. And remember, even the Jewish rabbis found some things in their Talmud that proves that Jesus Christ truly rose from the grave. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we say Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace, and
rest.
Rest. That's right. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.